Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now before the feast, let's just go to John chapter 13, period. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And the supper being ended, the devil having already put it into his heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from the supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter and said unto him, Lord, are you washing my feet? And Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, Who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garment, and sat down again, he said to them, do you not know what I have done to you? Why don't somebody else, everybody else get a verse out of that, let you all read one verse at a time. Is that all right? Everybody's got a Bible, stand up. Everybody's got a Bible, stand up, all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give me one verse, and let's read this entire passion. Is that all right? Let's just read the passion. This is good. Okay, starting with you, Brother Jesse, verse 13.
Call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so.
Brother Tizo,
that
you next.
That is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
Read again, Brother Jesse.
I have set you an example, and you should do as I have done for you.
Brother Tizo.
I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him.
Go ahead, Brother Jesse.
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
Tisa.
I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen, but this is to fulfill the scripture. He who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am he. I tell you the truth, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. Whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me.
Go on, Sister Becky, take us to verse 30. Start from 22.
Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of him whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said unto him, that thou doest do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. But then, having received this sop, immediately went out, and it was night.
Beth, you want to read one? Go ahead and read verse 31, dear.
31?
Yes.
So when he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself."
Good.
"Glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I say to the Jews, where am I going? You cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I loved you, that you also love one another. By this I will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How's the world going to know that we're disciples of Jesus Christ? Yes, ma'am. By our love for one another is the only way that the world's truly going to know that we are the real disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for those that you put in our life to love, to care for, to walk with, and to experience you with. Lord, we thank you. We pray that you would abide in our hearts even more so now than ever, that you would give us your supernatural love, that we would be able to live together in peace, live together in harmony. Father God, that we would be good things to one another, Father God. Father God, I pray that the embrace that you put us in, Father God, will be eternal in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray that no weapon formed against this body will ever be able to prosper in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray as the enemy seeks to kill, destroy, and divide, Father God, that you would just stop him right in his tracks, Father God, with your supernatural love. Father God, teach us never to forget the example that you set before us, but to always remember it, Father God, and to put it into practice on a daily basis. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed. And tomorrow, Sister Kathy's got the Easter egg hunt going on.